Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Brian P. Alvarez, and today I am finally podcasting after such a long time. The last one I've done was, I believe, a few weeks ago. I had a recording with Brian Barcelona, founder of One Voice Student Missions. I was so honored to have him on the show, and yeah, guys. So it's been a while. It's just, you know, juggling with life, building my startup, Wedding Grid, and you know, it's some pretty exciting stuff happening, guys. If I could fill you all really quick with what's going on, Wedding Grid is practically done. You know, it's an application that we've been developing for the past year or so, and it's finally finished. We're just working our way through, you know, the dedicated app stores, and man, it's a complicated process. I got to tell you, I am new to the whole, you know, developer world, and I am new to, you know, making an app and talking with developers and talking code and all that stuff that honestly, I just really don't really care much about. I just want my app to be finished. That's why I outsourced it, and that's why I hired a third-party developer to do it for me. And guys, the final product is finished. So excited, because now the business aspect of it, the sales aspect of it, all that fun stuff now comes into play. So a few things, guys. Building a business is no joke. You know, I've once heard someone tell me that anybody can start a business for a mere $300. What does that even mean? If you have $300, maybe even less, you can start a business. What does that mean? That means if you have that money, I think it's between like $100 or $300, depends where you go, you can file for a corporation, an LLC, and bam, you have a business. You know, type in your name that you want your business to be called, and guess what? You filed it with your state. You now have an LLC, a limited liability corporation, and now you are an official business in your state. But after that comes the fun part, right? Is actually branding, making sales, generating income, and getting the name out there, and finding people to love your product, and selling it. And whatever it is that your business is, now it comes the part that you work. But here's a trick, guys. Here's something that I've done prior to me launching my business. The moment that I discovered the name Wedding Grid, I did some research. I bought the domain. Cool. I owned it. No one else owned it. WeddingGrid.com. I got it on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, I believe even Periscope at the time, and YouTube. And I got the name across all social media platforms as much as I can. And that's it. I started branding. I was not afraid of sharing the name, because nowadays, I gotta tell you guys, people will find legitimacy through your brand. The way that you brand, the way that you market, proves legitimacy, and people will consider you already as an established business, depending on how you establish yourself through social media. How is that possible, you may ask? Well, if your photos are on social media, and if they are of, you know, quality, they're professional, the captions are, you know, just great, if they're appealing, I'm telling you right now, it's a no-brainer. If people will think you are a legitimate business and will take you seriously, they will not consider you as a fan account, as a random account, or even a ghost account. They would consider you as a legitimate business, especially how you carry yourself through the comments, through the engagement, and through the direct messages. And I believe that's also across all social media platforms. I mean, even Facebook, you know, when you respond to people. Through Twitter, when you start tweeting people and you start talking to them through there, guys, it's all about proving legitimacy from day one. Not only did I have a name, not only did I have a purpose, but I also had I have a website. People are looking at my name on Instagram. They see a good photo. They see that my call to action is go to the link in my bio. They click on the link in my bio, and they see a full laid out web page that highlights the product that I am trying to sell, which is Wedding Grid. So from day one, when we bought the name, I just went straight on forward and I started to market the name like crazy. I started to feature vendors. I started to, you know, and post like 3 to 4 times a day. And guys, within 1 year, 12 months, we got over 10,000 followers. That may not seem like a lot to some of you, but these were not purchased. These were not added on to me by me doing some weird efforts and talking to companies, and they'll just drop like 100, you know, or 200, 300 followers right off the bat. No, these were actually gained through my efforts in engaging in the community of the social media world. And that's how it works, guys. You have to be engaging. You have to post very often. You got to post 2 to 4 times a day, especially now with the Instagram algorithm changing every year. You just never know when your post will be up in the eyes of the people that you want to be in front of. And in my case, I have a very specific audience. I have brides, engaged couples, people that are shopping for rings, wedding vendors, and that just gives me a whole list. You know, florists, photographers, videographers, the list keeps going. Basically, anybody that has their hand in the wedding industry, I want to be in front of them through social media. So I can't afford to not post so often, because again, people's interests change all the time. If you're looking at trucks very often on social media, guess what? You're gonna start seeing more trucks on your feed, on your explore page. That's all you're gonna see. So I post very often, and that's how you grow your Instagram. Now, as far as building the business part, it's been on hold for that whole entire year, because again, I'm developing an app, and throughout the planning, for these 12 months, while the app was in development, I've used these 12 months to market and to brand, which means I gave myself that time frame to just dialogue, engage, chat with, and meet other vendors within Instagram. And guys, through Instagram alone, I was able to get over 500 people that saw my Instagram post, read the caption, went to the bio of my Instagram page, clicked on that link in my bio, visited my webpage, read what I had to say on that webpage, filled out a form, and bam, they are on my email drip campaigns that will send them an email whenever I want. You know, I can send them an email a month from now. I send them email updates very often. And guys, that's how I collected leads. I had no money thrown into Instagram yet. I did not invest into ads yet. And in that 12 months, I managed to get over 500 people that saw legitimacy through my business, went to the link in my bio, filled out a form, and now they're patiently awaiting for my app to launch. Guys, this is all free stuff that you can do. Free. Free advertising, free marketing, and free branding. And that's just through Instagram alone. Now, just imagine when I tap into Twitter, into Facebook, and all the other social media platforms that are coming out at the same level that I did to Instagram. So what I'm trying to say, if I'm saying anything at all, is that social media is the strongest way to get your brand out there. It is by far the, I mean, I think it's the only way nowadays to get an idea, a thought, a product out there in front of many people to see and find an interest and hopefully engage with you to get that product, to get that idea, to get that project. Websites alone don't work by themselves. You have to find some way to go where the attention is at, and that is social media, guys. Everybody has social media. One of the platforms, one of them. Find a way to get your idea in front of them, and you will find success. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, please, please follow me on Instagram and leave me a comment or shoot me a DM. I would love to chat with you and answer whatever questions you may have from what I've learned. I'm not the expert. I'm not a master in this field, but I can share with you some experiences that I have come across from and give you my input. I'm not, you know, fluffing it up. I'm being straight and raw with you. And I hope that this brought you some value and that you guys will continue to hear my podcast. Thank you so much again. Make sure you subscribe, you follow, whichever podcast you hear this on whatever platform. It could be iTunes or Google. Make sure you subscribe, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Have a good day.